You can't handle the truth. The Public of Texas Radio. Well, good morning. It's hour two. What, October 22nd? Yeah. Okay. Let's go right to Mike in Kentucky. What's going on, Mike? I heard you in the background there. How you doing this morning?
Oh, well, I just heard the big, you know, or whatever when they put you on, and I thought I somehow thought you might have been trying to talk to me by mistake. You know,
that's okay. I always wanted to talk to you, man.
No, I knew that, but I meant like you'd called me by the wrong name. But I didn't realize how many are on kind of a conference going on here, but.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works either, but, you know.
It's probably been 25 minutes ago you guys brought up something that I was going to call in on, but as is usual, bounced through a lot of subjects or topics, and I don't remember exactly what it was that I was going to chime in on, except what in the world is going on down in Texas that they're trying to demand that It's basically an Israeli tax or something, isn't it? In one town down
really?
There, you have to swear that you won't boycott Israel if you want any of the Harvey hurricane funds to rebuild your house.
I did hear something
about that.
I did hear something about that. I can't remember exactly. I have to bring it up. I remember hearing something about that. About the Hurricane Harvey
one
money.
One particular town. I mean, apparently it's just the one particular town. But I mean,
is that the Harvey Weinstein fund? The Harvey Weinstein fund? No, I'm sorry. It's a different subject.
No, I don't want to. No, we don't even need to mention that whole circus, do we?
No, we don't need to go that sideways.
Let's
go to Doc. He might know about this. What's up with that, Doc? Have you heard about any kind of Texas legislation that's talking about forcing you to pledge not to hate Israel if you want any hurricane relief?
Yeah, it was something Houston suburb to Harvey relief applicants, and they part of it you were supposed to put down don't boycott Israel as an agreement. I'm not sure what all they were doing, and I don't even know who the Houston suburb to Harvey Relief Fund is, but evidently they're pro-Israel, and they wanted to make sure people weren't boycotting Israel. So I guess you can do whatever you want if people sign up, and, you know, I would imagine to get money to help you through this, people would probably sign that.
You know, Mike, yeah. When I first moved to Fredericksburg, one of the guys that I met here in town, we were out driving one day, and he shows me this big old Lady Bird Johnson Park. And he says, you know what's going to happen with that? And I go, no, I don't. He says, someday in the future, that's going to be filled with Israeli refugees. And I said, what? And how do you know that? And he goes, well, I just think it might. And I go, okay, well, how does that happen? And he went to say that the Israelis are going to, you know, do a counterstrike on themselves and blow themselves up, and then they're going to be shifted, you know, to all parts of the world, and the United States is going to go in lockdown because there are going to be these chunks of Israelis all over the place, sequestered in parks and whatnot. And all the Christians that are running around going Israel first, they're going to say, well, don't worry. I don't mind going into martial law as long as we can protect the Israelis. I go, wow, that's an interesting scenario. I could see a lot of the farmers and the ranchers that have the Israeli firster mentality going along with having, you know, boots on the ground, keeping them down, you know, to protect somebody else. I don't know.
This was Dickinson, Texas, and they said the law on the books permitted the city from doing business or contracting with or investing in companies that would boycott Israel. So somebody's really got it rooted deep there.
Like the Israeli tax, if you got two bottles of some kind of product on the grocery store and you pick the one that's not made in Israel, then you're boycotting Israel. like the Israeli taxes, like they're mandating you to buy the stuff from Israel when you have a choice.
Man.
I don't see that that's how could that even be legal? Sounds like a good lawsuit to me.
I don't think that even AIPAC is legal, is it?
Well, no.
You know, in concept, I mean, we've been it's a whole fraud, and it's like, you know, I'd cry or get mad if I haven't already done those two. When you look at everybody, you know, a PAC, a political action committee, should not have that much power to influence, and the fact that we give them all the money to influence us. It's like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, how much of the foreign aid going to Israel comes right back in as campaign contributions and a revolving
door? How about dual citizens being in our federal national government?
Well, they won't admit to a lot of it. There's a lot of them that won't actually admit to being dual citizens. I've seen charts of it, you know, but, you know, trying to nail down them to admit that they're dual citizens. I mean,
Rahm Emanuel did not fight in the United States military forces. He went over and fought in the IDF for his service.
Well, if you're born of an Israeli mother, or if you're born of a Jewish mother, you can aliyah and be a citizen of the State of Israel Corporation, I guess. But, you know, you don't necessarily have to be born in Israel, and you don't have to live there to be a citizen of Greater Zion or whatever they're calling it now. But, you know, there's a lot of hurricane victims that are kind of getting the short end of the stick here.
Yeah.
As, you know, billions of dollars goes to Israel, and we're being told that FEMA's broke after that hurricane that hit, you know, Florida, Maria or whatever. They had to extend the national debt payments or debt ceiling or whatever so that they could allocate more funds to FEMA. But at the same time, you know, I just don't see how that is even legal unless you consider the 30-some national emergencies that we're under, you know, according to New York Times.
I don't know.
Steve, could I play that little clip real quick that I got? Because it just amazed me. You know, we've heard all this stuff that, you know, people are saying, you know, the RT, oh, it's just a propaganda source. It's just a new, you know, as they're telling lies and this and that.
Sure,
can I
sure,
play that
sure.
little clip just real
okay,
quick?
Yeah. Well, hang on there. Hang on. Mike, hold on for this.
Sure.
Alan, go ahead, get it ready. Now, Alan doesn't have computers and fancy nothing or whatever rigmarole, so he took out a pen and a paper, and he recorded stuff. And we're going to first time play it from his studio in the Outback Woodsy, whatever the heck it is. And Alan, go ahead and play the clip.
Okay, and I apologize for any dinosaurs you might hear in the background or anything. here we go. I'll see if I can get it going.
It's going to be interesting. We did do a test on this once.
Hang on here now. Hang on.
Yeah.
Back it up. Okay, go on. I'll let you know when I'm ready here again. I can't get my sound to come on.
Well, it's so easy for us in the world of internet and clips and this and that, and, you know, the way that Alan, we did a test on try to play a clip because he's recording a lot of stuff off Galaxy 19, and, you know, it's a lot different.
Here it is.
Let's go.
Is a demon that can be used in the media narrative to blame stuff on, and in this case, as it was for much of the last 70 years, Russia is now playing the part of that demon. And I mean, to be clear, I'm not saying that Russia is, you know, innocent in everything that's going on in the world. Absolutely not. But that's not the issue that's on the table here.
Yeah, indeed. Do you know what? I'll say it. Russia isn't innocent of everything going on in the world. Neither is any other country. I think we may have just solved a major mystery there. Many thanks. George Barda is my guest. Environmental activist.
Okay.
Okay, that's basically it. But, you know, I would rather try to get my news and my information sources from someone who is honest with me and tells me that they have an agenda. Yeah, we're not going to lie to you and tell you that, you know, everything we're telling you is the exact truth as, you know, the world sees it. You know, at least they're giving us the opportunity to use our own innate, you know, common sense and our discernment to figure out what we think is real and what's not, instead of like our media where they insult you by every bit that they're telling you is caca. You know, I mean, it's insulting. You know, at least Russia Today gives you the opportunity to figure out, you know, every time there's a shooting, you know, we go anti-gun. Well, yeah, they do. You know, they've got the same ultimate objectives, but as far as I can see, it's just who's going to be on top. You know, is it going to be the Russians? Is it going to be the Iranians? Because Press TV does the same thing when there's a shooting in our country. Hey. Don't you think you should take the guns away, you know?
Well, so you have think to... that we've not only gotten sideways, we've flipped over the damn car. Because, you know, I'm trying to connect the dots, Alan. And I understand that clip that's from Russia Today of them saying, you know, yeah, of course we have a slant. You know, it's better to deal with people that actually tell you that, I think. Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Mike? Did we flip the dang car?
I guess I'm not following you.
Good. I don't know. You know, that's it, and you confirmed it.
I know. We're either in an elephant's womb or in the asteroid belt again.
Yeah, but now we're just somewhere else. We're somewhere else. Hey, what else you got for us, Mike, or should we move on?
Oh, well, I don't know. I just ran across a cartoon this morning that showed, you know, a meme of Netanyahu carrying a big check, you know, that he got from the government, and Uncle Sam with his pockets empty trying to help people asking for help for hurricane victims asking for help, you know. So it just kind of provoked me. I just wondered what you'd heard about the hurricane junk going on down there. You know, with the I've heard of people saying that they're suffering from Harvey flu and you know, coughing and hacking and a bunch of people are getting bought out because they can't move back into their homes and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just like 80,000 homes or how many? I don't know. It's just a lot of people have forgotten about it in the news. You know, I think already they've moved on. But, you know, same with Florida. There's a lot of people that forgot about it and moved on with their trivial
Let's get an update. Doc, to that point, what do you think? Is Houston over? Got a lot of coughs and hacking stick people, properties burning, Israelis running in?
Well, they're still trying to clean up the mess, and now they've got of all people, the Attorney General of Texas is asking them to look into possible corruption of the companies that are cleaning up the trash. Many people are going to have their homes probably bought up because the government knows they're going to keep flooding them because we're not going to fix the problem in any way. And anytime you have a big storm blow through your area, you're always going to have sick people, especially the ones on a lot of medications and weakened immune system, because new stuff blows into your area and you're not used to it. So your body's going to have to adapt to that. And a lot of people will have some symptoms for a little while. And the
mold
more medications, the sicker you already are, then you're going to have a big effect from it. But normal people, a little bit of a discomfort, move on, your body adjusts and you're okay.
Well, I would urge people to look into vitamin D and anti-inflammatory diets. There's a guy named Dr. Steven Sinatra, the Sinatra Solution. A lot of his supplements that he urges people to take for heart failure and cardiac health will actually help a lot of other health problems. And just, you know, getting off the dang sugar and pop and things like that. But the
he
vitamin
said
D
pop.
This time of the year, yeah, I said pop because I'm from Kentucky, but. Soda or whatever, or soda pop. I mean, it depends on where you're from, you know. But soft drinks, I guess, is what they call it up north. You know, anyway, that stupid high fructose corn syrup is actually grown from a modified black mold on the scraps of corn. And then they distill it, I think. Same thing with citric acid. But our industrialized food... This time of the year, of course, you're not making as much vitamin D from sun exposure, even in the south. So that's why the flu comes on. People just, their vitamin D levels are going down chronically. But anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, let's finish off the little hurricane little review thingy. That was totally cool. Moving back to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's the status over there in the Floridian aftermath?
I was just having me an RC and a moon pie.
A moon pie and an RC? Is that a pop or
remember
a soda?
That? Hey, I'm glad you asked, because I believe it was Monday morning at 5 a.m., the sheriff, all the sheriffs around, raided people that were not licensed contractors that were really out there doing the right thing. They weren't scammers. Actually raided their homes. They were bragging about it on the local cable news network, operation, whatever they called it, and they were so happy that they were at 5 in the morning and were rounding these people up. And it is the same thing here. Red Cross, Salvation Army even, which surprised me, FEMA, they're not helping people out, but they're taking in these billions of dollars either in public donations or government donations. And to add insult to the injury, and in closing my remark, they are rounding up the Good Samaritans. Now help me figure that out while I have the rest of my moon pie.
Well, I'll tell you what. Licensed. Yeah, well, they're consistent. You know, they don't help and they take a lot of money.
Well, and Coach Dave, you know, he's down there on the ground in Texas, and you know, they're trying to shut him down. You know, he's got people that are in the food business. They're bringing their own food, their own trucks. They're cooking for people, giving it out for free. People shipping in drywall.
Whoa, Jimmy, you're going after the federal government by taking away their source of income. You can't cook for people because they want to cook. Well, no, they just want to starve people, but they want them to fill out the forms, not to eat.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. They want to, you know, click your heels and salute and be thankful for the help the government's bringing. And that, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, that is where we have to make a intellectual stance and people stand up. And see, that's where I get lost, because we've tried the voting, we've tried petitions, which I don't even want to talk about that. And, you know, what's left? What is left to rid ourselves of these criminals? I get wound up over it because it's so obvious. And to read that in the morning paper that, you know, Operation, I forget what it was, and they were so proud that you know, we started the raids at 5:30 in the morning. I mean, why even say that?
I don't know. We got a caller who's been on, you know, holding for quite some time, and let's see if we can go to him. But first, 1-800-313-9443. I have a lot to say to what you just said there, Jimmy, but I'm holding my tongue, and we're going to go out to Fred in Georgia. I think that's Georgia. It's GA, so it's
Rock
Candy. What's going on, Fred?
Hey, I was driving down the road, tuned in, and heard you guys talking about Christianity, early Christianity, which is one of my favorite topics, and it just so happens to dovetail perfectly with what you just talked about. As far as the government shutting people down, I heard a guy on RBN probably 10 years ago, again, named Brother Gregory Williams. Just to keep it short, if you go to a website called preparingyou.com, it's preparingyou.com, that's where you can find all the leaks and all the research. But this guy's done a fantastic job of researching what it was about the early church, the early church that they all killed off and shut down. And it's fascinating stuff. I guess if you're a fan of kind of understanding Christianity, it's kind of, not only does it tie in with what you just said, which is government benefits. You know, Rome wanted to shut down the Christians because there weren't enough people applying for the government benefits. The Christian society worked a whole lot better. And they were essentially a government within a government, kind of like the Amish. But I'd encourage everybody to just to check that out. But it really does come down to that. They don't want competition, right?
Yeah, I totally understand. Hang in there, Fred. That's the music. Okay. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Texas Radio. Hey, Fred in Georgia. I just dropped the link to preparingyou.com into our chat room over there at republicoftexas.chattango.com. So if any of you want to look into that, you know, feel free. So what do you think? I'm trying to figure out what the heck the preparingyou.com is. You did mention that it's a former broadcaster from Republic Broadcasting. Is that correct?
Actually,
did I get it wrong?
He was on one of the Sunday shows constitutionally with Pause. I forget. It was a while back. He was a guest, which kind of piqued my interest. Preparing News is a big site. And, you know, you may want to just search for Brother Gregory Williams. Got some YouTubes on it. But essentially, it kind of boils down what Jesus' disagreement with the Pharisees is all about. How it all hinged on the translations of Hebrew, but that's all minutia. But it's a good backup, right? It solidifies the research. You can look at it like that. But in that light, looked in the way that, you know, they believe Jesus would go. At least the early church. Just leave it at that. The early church was looking at it. The Old Testament and the New Testament were saying the same things. The Pharisees had piled a bunch of stuff on top of it. So you know, but basically, it boils down to a government within a government, like the Amish. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the 18th century Black Dictionary, defined religion as how you fulfill your duty to your fellow man. Well, that's in direct competition with things like Social Security. Right.
Yeah.
In other words, the Christians were taking care of each other. right? Just like they are in Houston. And it became such a big thing and so good that the coppers dried up. Like you said, you're starving your money. So, you know, anyways, if anybody
well,
has really Christianity.
Yeah. Well, do you know, on the note of Christianity and stuff, and I don't know if this, we keep sliding different directions and what the hell, let's keep going. So, you know, on my day-to-day journey, I have a few different rules in business. One is don't work for the school system. No, no, no. Don't work for the banks. I don't like the banking stuff, right? You know, don't work for the government, you know. And a lot of these are because of, well, they waste my time. You know, try to do billing and get through propaganda. I don't mind actually doing whatever the hell they are. I don't necessarily stand for them. And I don't want to work for churches, right? Because they have so much administration and bureaucracy. And churches do have, they have a way about trying to get everything for free and wanting your time and you to donate stuff. And so it's like, okay, so you want to be a sophisticated, highfalutin, high-tech in church, right? Who's going to flip that bill, right? You got a wealthy parishioner in, you know, the corner over there that she's going to give you your money. The city won't beg you for free. They won't ask you to do something for free. They'll just throw you in jail and give you fines, right? But the churches are interesting that way. And then they, you know, they have all sorts of, everybody plays a game, you know, but it's called Twisted Scripture, where they, not everybody, right? Some of them are right, but who knows who's right because they all twist. But a Twisted Scripture allows you to rephrase all these different things and you throw around numbers, Mark 26, 14, hike. And then all of a sudden I'm supposed to feel bad because I'm not doing work for them for free. And then once I'm done doing my non-free work, I can invoice them and get paid within the next 2 to 8 weeks or something like that once the board of supervisors gets together and decides that they need to pay a bill. Just the state of the Christian church, if you were to call it that way, it seems to be a mess. And I have conversations.
It gets real simple.
No, I think
the church that my mother's great grandfather was the first pastor at, she is in a quilting circle. Her quilting circle has to have an annual financial report. Is it a church or is it a business?
Yes, it's both. It's two in one. It's like an Oreo.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think the early church is anything like that. I think the early church was about, it's like 10 families got together.
You heard the music. You want to hang over?
Sure, I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
Let's just hang on there, Fred. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're going to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. You know, we've talked about a bunch of different things. You know, the corporate United States of America, you know, hurricanes, you know, this and that. Charles out in Louisiana brought the Gauls into the equation, saying that, well, I believe if I get this right, the Gauls and the particular group of Gauls were better fit for, well, the world that's coming up than many of the Christians around us, because, well, they weren't all effeminated. And I think that's what he said, and I kind of agree with that. What do you think, Fred? You know, do you think that the church today, it doesn't produce men, or is it a weird control model overlay that it really restricts an individual? I don't know.
Maybe I could answer that best by just saying what, you know, from reading your research and doing some of my own, it strikes me that most likely the early church ran like this. You have 10 families, and families being represented by grandfather down, right? They'd get together and get a congregation, and then they'd pick one guy to, like, be the Levite, to be the minister, to be mm-hmm. the pastor, whatever. He'd be a vetted guy. And then they would contribute, right? So that if one of the 10 families had a bad crop, or kids got sick, or whatever else, that was their social net, their safety net. Now, mm-hmm. whatever's left over, that guy would group with 10 other ministers. And then they would find out in that larger circle, right, who's hurting. And if somebody's really hurting, they get the news back down, and likewise one up, one level up, so on. You know, in the Bible, Paul is always talking about sending letters and money to different cities. Well, that's kind of what was going on. Those guys were so, there was no institution. There was no institution laying down rules about what you needed to think, how to act, what to believe. They were too busy keeping people alive, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They were just supportive of each other. And I think how they handled these differences in opinions is those 10 families were grouped together because they had similar beliefs, you know? They probably all felt pretty much the same, like most Americans. Right? It's just, if they didn't fit in that group, they just found another one instead of fighting over it.
Right, right.
If your minister didn't do what you wanted, then you go find another one. It wasn't like you left the church so much. So
well, that's what they do today. That's what they do today. Well, yeah. You just go find another church. What do you want to do?
But now the churches are sucking up the money and building up the church. Right?
There you go.
And telling you what to think.
I'm a business.
The churches are becoming an institution, a bureaucracy. And back then, it was you pick one guy who's just going to manage the help from everyone, the sharing, right?
Yeah, and I guess you could argue that it all came in from Social Security forward, the early 1900s, and taking that role away from individuals and groups to form their own alliances, allegiances, and putting the onus on the state. And then just turning the churches into profit-making centers.
And if you want to take it back to the Constitution, you can go back and look at the Black's Law definition of religion at the time, and the man's fulfilling his duty to other men and God. That pretty much knocks out the whole concept of Social Security as being lawful, right? If you were to take that religion
as meaning. If I could inject one more bit of irony into this, it has to do with this conversation we're having here, and I will beg off unless you call on me, Steve. But if I could add this one last piece here, I don't know if anyone else sees the irony that I caught here. I listened to an audio of Ellen the Degenerate Dancing Lesbian interviewing Jesus Ramos, and I guess. You know, supposedly this maintenance guy that came into the hall they were talking and he said, yeah, he said, you know, and Jesus told me, you know, get down, get back, you know, you're in danger. And Ellen, if I'm not right, I could have sworn I heard her say, well, basically, Jesus was your savior, wasn't he? And, you know, the canned applause
Jesus
came in. Does anyone else catch the irony of, we know how Jesus is spelled in Spanish, right?
Jesus. It's actually Jesus, yeah.
Jesus was his savior. So did anyone else catch that irony?
Well, I actually pronounced Jesus Jesus, and so people, you know, freak out at that, but whatever, they can call Bernie born or born Bernie. I don't care. But Alan, that was all a setup, and now you got us sideways again, man. Why you keep kicking the car? Well. Hey, Fred.
No, I think he's right. It goes back to all these terms do have meaning, and that's why they're confusing, right? Because they still retain their original meaning. So, you know,
right.
They do, but you're right.
Yeah, it confuses me. So in Spanish, Jesus is spelled G-E-S-U-S. Got it, right? You're in the United States of America. It's pronounced Jesus, right? So what, we just don't want Jesus knocking on our door, right? So we have to have Jesus.
Because he came here illegally.
Well, I don't know how he came here, right? But, you know, you got Jesus building your house, pouring your concrete, falling off your roof. You know, there's a lot of Jesus around, but they don't use that term. It's kind of odd that they don't use that term because they really didn't like that translation of God is good, right? Well, the guy screamed as he stabbed the knife into the woman, God is good. No, he doesn't do that. He says Allah Akbar, right? That's what, or Kaffi Snack Bar or whatever.
Aloha,
I don't know.
Bar or whatever, yeah.
It's crazy. And we're definitely track.
Anyone interested in the topic, I'd say go there and maybe check out some of Brother Gregory's YouTube videos or podcasts. It's pretty clear. And it's interesting if that kind of stuff interests you. It does me, because I think we're in this terrible constitutional political crisis because people gave up the responsibility of taking care of each other. Now we have this mess.
I like that point. That's really good. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate your call, man.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So, yeah, that was really interesting because when we take a look at the Gauls and we look at what Charles was saying earlier on about the pending collapse of society around in the position of who's best to weather this storm, you know, the way that Fred frames that, that the early church model, right, would be a pretty good, you know, model in itself, and then we'll have to see how that plays out. But I'm going to get back to Doc real quick because I had something for you, and I have a question for you, Doc. Let's see. So is there this guy, somebody, one of our listeners has asked if we're interested in bringing a candidate for Texas House on the radio. And the guy's name is Audrey J. Pruitt. Do you know who Audrey J. Pruitt is there, Doc?
Yeah. Wasn't he on Doc Green show recently? I'm not positive, but I think so.
He might be. You know, all the radios kind of blur together. So, Audrey, and I'm going to go ahead and drop the link in the chat room for you guys. But, you know, my point on that one is kind of like, well, I don't know. Are we interested in having, you know, political guys on or something? You know, sometimes depends what they stand for. You know, we're all the way into early Christianity now, you know, by the end of the show, and we just started talking about local politics. Is this the right forum for doing something like that?
Okay, Steve, I lied. Yeah,
I think it's excellent.
I think that it would be about as productive as when I called into Gordon's show yesterday when he had the former BATF agent on. I think it would be about as productive as that.
What do you mean?
Sorry.
What do you mean?
The guy I called in and said, you know, I'm hoping I get an honest, you know, thought out answer, and all he could present to me was the 1928 Gun Law Act. You know, I was saying, you know, why do y'all want to take all of our guns? You know, well, the 1928 Gun Law Act, you know, there was you know, gangsters running around in Chicago killing people with machine guns and sawed off shotguns, and so the rest of the other thousands of cities out there in 49 states have to suffer because what some idiots did in one city. That's collectivism. That's not individual freedom and responsibility.
Okay, responsibility. Audrey for Texas. There's a guy. He's running for a house, the 8th congressional district. I look at what he stands for, and it's pretty dang interesting. That'll work. And, you know, who knows if he's going to be able to do it. Yeah, they get sideways. I know. But do we just walk away from that? That's the question. You know, just let it go? Don't touch it?
We can't call for anything else, Steve, because if we call for what we all know is gonna ultimately have to happen, you know, we are
okay,
the ones who get thrown behind bars.
So you're a nay, and Doc's a yay. Jimmy, what say ye?
Well, I have firsthand experience with this topic, and I have found that if you stray too far off their kissing babies and jobs and lower taxes and all the standard horse manure, I'm going to give it a nay unless it's someone like us that's truly trying to run and we'll have a factual conversation like we're having this morning.
Well, there you have it. The nays have it. So I'm not voting, right? And I'm sorry, Doc, you're kind of like out and voted, you know. But did you, right. Hold on. Let's give Doc, if we're going to give it to that, I want to give Doc some closing thoughts, and maybe he can persuade you guys that he should come on the show. Doc, you care to go after that one?
Well, anybody that's willing to come on the show and answer the kind of questions we're going to ask deserves that shot. And you don't ever learn anything if you only talk to people that agree with what we think. So it'd be good to have somebody on, even if we don't agree with him. Maybe we'll pick something up maybe we'll change him if he's not going in the direction that a lot of our listeners and us would think. So denying him the opportunity, I think, is a mistake, because it would be good to hear somebody that I don't know his beliefs right now. I think I heard him on Doc Green a little bit, but I don't remember enough about him to tell you anything about him personally.
Steve, could I weigh in real quick?
My mind can be changed if you will give a cogent, thought out, you know, not just a claptrap, you know, bureaucratic response. If someone will give me reasoning that I can tell if they've sat down and they've thought about it and they've molded over themselves, not just sat down and said, "Well, I studied history and this and that, and the Bible says this." You know, that's not a valid argument to me, because I question sources. I question everything. If someone can give me a logical, cogent, you know, well-thought-out argument, I will sit and I will listen to anyone. You know, but
Jimmy,
when it comes down to all they start spewing bureaucratic claptrap, I shut down.
Jimmy, your turn.
Well, and see, I don't think anyone is saying yay or nay. I think what we're saying is that through experience, we've learned that Alan and Doc are both correct. And frankly, I agree with Doc. If this guy is true blue, then I say give him some airtime. And it might be good. I'm not really saying yay or nay. I'm saying that I agree with Doc. Let's give this guy some airtime. And
well,
then we can all go off and discuss it.
Let's table it, and we'll see what we feel like during the week, because, again, we've got so much going on, and we've covered an awful lot. We hardly even got to this subject, and this was kind of what I wanted to deal with in the first hour. But, you know, the show has a life of its own, which the direction that we go in. But it's local politics, you know. What the heck is a 8th congressional district, and what does it matter? You know, are these guys turn into... I don't know. I hate to say these guys
Baltimore
turn
area
into
area council of governments. I mean, you know, what has it turned into?
Yeah, and it just hurts, Alan. When it hurts, because all these constructs, constructs of our enslavement, and we're voting to put the slave masters in charge.
Yeah,
that's just the square truth of it all. And
asteroids and elephants' wounds.
Go ahead, Doc. Final thoughts.
Like I said, if we bring him on, what's the worst that can happen? He can't answer tough questions. He might surprise us. I don't think any of us know enough about him to pass judgment until we give him a chance. And we hit him up with questions from all of us and let the audience decide. And I think it's better for the show all the way around.
Doug, you know, okay. I agree with you, Doc. You know, but you know, he might be a very good person to start with. But if he does win and he does get in there, I guarantee you he will change, because there are threats, there are blackmails, there are all kinds of things that are done to perpetuate the system. And I know that, and I hope a lot of other people out there have come to that understanding.
I concur with Alan on that note, 100%. I've seen it. Just to weigh in.
Okay. So let's get back to Catalonia, because we didn't get a chance to cover that the first hour either.
Ooh, we're free.
Yeah, we're free. You know, we've had a couple conversations between, you know, me and you and you and you and you and whatever. And the thing is, we're at the start of the Catalonian independence. Everybody goes, well, first Brexit. And remember, folks, Brexit hasn't happened yet. And it might never even happen. They're going to pull the rug right out from under those folks. So just like Catalonia, right? They're, you know, enacting Article 155. They got the red lights going off, and then they're going to be sending in the carpetbaggers next week. The carpetbaggers are, you know, a leftover from the War of Northern Aggression, when it said, no, Confederate States of America, you can't leave. You make all the money, and we need your money. Well, anyways, Catalonia is leaving, or trying to leave, Spain. And I, you know, these things throughout history, Spain has been a very nefarious actor, right? And so we look at this Spain that is in the European Union, and we think, oh, they're the Spanish people. They have all this culture, and they dance, right? They have wine. But they've been a nefarious little lot. Just ask the Native Americans of, well, the North, well, South America, Mexico, and down right, where they come in and said, oh, follow my Jesus, or I'm going to squish you and cut your hands off and poke you with things, right? And, you know, we're going to destroy everything and kill y'all. Convert. Come on.
Do it. Inquisition for good, Steve. They're godly.
So they finally pulled out of Mexico, right? No, they pulled out of South America and left a place, and Mexico came into play, right? And so, well, Catalonia is dealing with that. Unfortunately, Spain doesn't like the fact that Catalonia wants out. They said, you can't do that. It's in writing. You can't do that. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay. Now, you have to understand that the world is coming apart by the seams. It's kind of like a sticker on the side of a car. And if you look at it, and it's, you know, a lot of it's just faded and it's sticking there. But there are some edges that are starting to peel away. Catalonia over in Spain is one of those. You can see, well, the people vote and they beat up the people and they tell them they can't vote. Right. You know, the head of Spain goes, we're going to kick out your entire government and we're going to give you your own politicians. And you can have new elections with politicians that don't want to do what you want them to do. right? And so what are the people in Catalonia going to do? Because it's a bellwether, and it really is going to show where a lot of places are going to go, and they can't let it not – they need it to stay in place. If the EU takes that hit, it's going to be – it's going to bolster the Brexit, whatever the heck it is, Britain exit. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Do it. Dare you. You can't do it. Anyways, the Catalonia thing is so dang important that they're willing to kick out all these people and bring in carpetbaggers, and they're going to boss them around, and then they'll find them a good presidente, right? Somebody that won't want independence. But what's that going to do?
Steve,
is that going to create another Ireland? Is that going to create insurgent groups? Yes, I have a feeling that that's what's coming to Catalonia near you. Go ahead, Alan.
You know, it's important enough that that King Philippe VI actually pulled his butt out of the royal hallowed halls of royal privilege and presented himself to the unwashed masses and came out and said, nope, you peasants are getting a little too uppity. We're going to change the situation. So it is important. Yeah, they don't like it. You know, is it actually going to occur? No. But is it a model for others to try? Yes. But, you know, ultimately,
so
what's going to happen in the end?
What's King Philippe's role in this whole thing? Because you got this Prime Minister, Rajoy. Does the king sit above everybody in this thing?
A monarchy. Look what happened in Canada several years ago when Quebec was trying to secede. And what happened? The Governor General of Canada came in and said, nope, we're shutting down Parliament. Sorry, y'all go away. And nothing else ever happened, did it?
Hmm.
So does the monarchy still have power? Yes. If you have a prime minister as a governmental position in your country, you are under a monarchy.
Their current prime minister, this guy named Rajoy, right, says that, many images and videos were fake, right, that during the vote, that was all fake, right? It's kind of like, really? You know, they got it listed that there's over 1,000 people were admitted to the hospital on the day of the election because the 4,000 or so troops that were, I'm sorry, cops that were brought in to, beat people, I'm sorry, secure the election. No, stop the election. Right, that's the word. Beat up 1,000 people. So only 1 in 4 cops hit people. Yes, the numbers are, right? So, but that's the tip of the iceberg, man. You know, I don't know. Oh, well, we're out of time. Anybody want to weigh in? Doc, you got anything? Any closing remarks of love or peace or hate?
Well, Catalonia is trying to do it peaceful. And if they have to, they will defend themselves. But no monarch or no prime minister ever wants less people to be ruled over. So they're not going to let them go easy.
Any words, Jimmy?
Just thanks for having me here. And, give me a call, Steve, when you get a minute later. I've got some ideas.
Okay. I don't have any ideas. You guys have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon. We'll figure it all out, or we won't. Republic of Texas Radio.
Connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.